Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com here with a name you know. She's a former SmackDown Women's Champion. She's the current WWE Women's Tag Team Champion. She's competing in another Money in the Bank ladder match on July 18th. You all can watch it on Peacock. We got Natalya. Natalya, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. I mean, there's always so much that you've got going on, and this Sunday is no different. A ladder match, you're no stranger to that. How do you prepare for a Money in the Bank ladder match at this point?
Well, this is my fifth Money in the Bank ladder match, and you know, I still feel really, really nervous to be a part of it. When I got announced on Monday, and Sonya Deville tweeted out, you know, basically that I was going to be a part of the match, I was just as surprised as anybody else. But for me, like, the nerves never go away, especially in a high risk, high stakes type of match like this. And of course, you never get used to lifting ladders. In the last four that I was in, the ladders are awkward. They're heavy, they're awkward, and they hurt. There's no way to get around it. But there's a lot at stake. And of course, you know, what's really cool about being a part of this match is that I never thought that I would be a part of it, because I've already got a championship. I've got the Women's Tag Team Championship right now with Tamina Snuka. But then when I got announced for the match, just sort of unexpectedly, I realized that in chaos comes opportunity. When, you know, people get traded or somebody gets hurt or something happens, or, you know, we're faced with a worldwide pandemic. In WWE, we are masters at adapting to change. And so for me, I think it's been one of the coolest parts of my career is that I've always been able to adapt really fast. And I think it's why I keep saying chaos comes opportunity. With these chaotic times, I've been able to kind of snag some really cool opportunities and moments. And why can't I have it all? You know, just because I have gold right now doesn't mean that I can't be a Raw Women's Champion or a SmackDown Women's Champion. Why can't I do it all? So that's kind of what I'm excited about proving in this match, and hopefully not breaking any bones or having any mishaps with ladders. So fingers crossed.
Speaking of adapting, we've seen the former Tyson Kidd, TJ Wilson, adapting pretty well to life after being in the ring. He's getting his flowers all the time. Constantly when I speak to women on the roster, they put over the way that he helps put things together, the way he pushes for them. You're married to him. Do you all ever have these conversations about matches? And like, he has an idea and you have an idea, and maybe they aren't the same idea. How does that work when you're working with someone you're so close with?
Well, we talk about wrestling all the time. That's funny that you bring that up. We were talking about ladder matches this morning, and I was watching, I've been watching ladder matches like the last 2 days. Just literally trying to wrap my head around, okay, I'm in a ladder match. But you know, he's got so many great ideas, but what I love about TJ is that he's so fair. He sees something great in everyone. He sees so much, you know, so much potential in our women's division. And he's excited when we get new talent like Tegan and Knox and Knox and Shotzi.
It's an adjustment. I know I did it too.
I still call her Tegan, but even with Piper, with Iba, with, you know, all these different women that are coming into the division. We saw last week, Toni Storm is coming. So he's excited about the influx of new talent, but he's also, he just has a vision for every single woman. And he's been lucky enough to produce two main event matches for the women. You know, he just sees something great in everyone, but he's also a student of the game. And I think that's why he does so well. And he really, like, I feel like he was, you know, I feel like he competed in the WWE women's division in a past life. Because he just has such an art for helping everybody rise to the occasion and keeping everyone safe, making everyone feel comfortable. But he studies wrestling so much. He can tell Bret Hart any match that Bret Hart's had in his career and matches that Bret's maybe even forgotten about. You know, like, I remember there was a match that Bret and Kidman had, and TJ was like, yeah, you had a match with Kidman. And anyway, he can just remember everything, like, about people's careers, what arena the show was in, what pay-per-view it was. He's just amazing. And so his love and his passion for the business just is unwavered. And the women are all tapping into it, which we're very lucky to have him.
And I love seeing you all posting your training videos as well, because, I mean, your family has a pretty storied history with making stars. And I love seeing that. And I'm sure you get a lot of people asking for advice. What's one thing that you see maybe some of the younger independent females that they need to work on to become a signable talent? Because you're pretty aware of what that is at this point, because you've been around WWE for a significant portion of your life.
I mean, that's a great question.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've been asked a lot of questions, but I haven't been asked that. As far as, like, if I was to give somebody advice on, like, what you need, what it takes, what to do, how to get to WWE, you know, I go back to myself in the sense that I was rejected for many years. I couldn't get a WWE contract. I couldn't get a contract for 5+ years. But I never let that stop me. It's like the brick walls are there for a reason, and they're there to keep people that don't belong in this business out. And if you want this badly enough, you will do whatever it takes. And actually, one of the greatest coaches I've ever had was Dr. Tom Pritchard. And he would always say that. He's like, whatever it takes. Talent can't be stopped, whatever it takes. And so I think loving the industry, being a student of the game, I think it's really important. I'm not saying it's a prerequisite, but I think it's really important to be a fan. When I meet people and they want to get into WWE, but they've never watched the product, I question that. And again, maybe I'm just a little skeptical, maybe I'm a little cynical, but I really think in order to do this and be really great at it, you have to have some love for it. You have to have some reference for it. You have to be inspired by the people that came before us, whether it was Eddie Guerrero or Bret Hart or Shawn Michaels or Triple H or Rey Mysterio, Edge, Kurt Angle, Christian, the list goes on and on of people that have inspired me, but like, Randy Orton. I think Randy Orton is one of the greatest WWE superstars of all time. I look at his body of work and I'm like, I want to be like that. And I think that's just, like I said, so important to be a fan. So work hard, be a student of the game, find a great wrestling school. We are lucky enough, TJ and I are lucky enough to have our very own ring. So we do train a lot. And I love that. And I love working with people that have passion, that come and train with us, that have passion, like Liv Morgan.
Yeah, I constantly hear great things about her, too. Around the time the pandemic started, I wanted to get some positive news out there, so I would kind of privately poll WWE wrestlers, and I would say, who's working really hard to get better? And it was like half of them were like, Liv. Liv is working really hard to get better.
Liv puts in the work. I mean, and that's the thing, is that it's, you know, I've opened up my ring to, you know, all the WWE superstars can come to our ring to train with me and myself and TJ. And more so with TJ as a coach. TJ has just got like 20 plus years of wrestling experience. So he works so closely on the inner workings of WWE, working Raw, SmackDown, and all the pay-per-views that he really has such a sharp eye for it. So I'm always inspired and really like just in awe of the people that come and want to tap into his brain. We've also seen Dawkins come of Street Profits. Okay. He's come quite a bit. And I can't believe, like, this is totally off topic, but I can't believe how talented that guy is. I mean, he's going to blow everybody's mind when you can actually see the athleticism that he has. He's just breathtaking to watch train.
So as we start to wrap up, Money in the Bank, July 18th, I know you're in a great tag team with Tamina right now. She's your partner right now. But Beth Phoenix has said that she's not done lacing up the boots. Is winning the tag team championships with her something that still sticks in your mind? Because I think a lot of people, when those titles were created, they're like, oh, it's going to happen with those two because of the history. And really, you all made a pretty good case for those titles being around a lot longer before than they were.
Well, Beth Phoenix isn't going to have an opportunity to be my tag team partner without going through me first. So if Beth Phoenix wants to find a partner, you know, Tamina and I are ready, willing, and waiting. And, you know, I absolutely love teaming with Beth. She's one of my best friends, one of my favorite humans, one of the best people on the planet. But I've never been involved in a tag team match against Beth Phoenix for the Women's Tag Team Championship. So if Beth wants to lace up the boots and take on myself and Tamina Snuka, and she wants to find a partner, she can do that first, because I'll be happy to welcome any competition, especially the best in the world like Beth Phoenix.
Last question. Again, we mentioned TJ doing the producing. Is that something you're interested in, or like Beth doing some commentating whenever your career winds down?
You know, it's funny. I get asked that a lot, and I know I'll probably end up eating my words one day. For me, I just feel like our personalities are very different. TJ loves being behind the camera. He's really actually kind of shy, TJ. He's outspoken, but shy at the same time. He's just very low key, and, it doesn't take a lot to kind of please him, but he loves helping others. And so do I, but my personality, I just love being in front of the camera. I love entertaining. I love speaking. I love, studying the business. I think it would be really, really cool to do more stuff on air with WWE, like what Booker T does and like what Beth Phoenix does. And of course, I'd love to be, you know, the star of my own reality show and actually produce my own reality show. So one day that is something that's on my bucket list to do. Because of course I've got a lot of experience with reality TV, but like, I just love being in front of the camera. And our family, the Hart family, we're just such a crazy family that there's too much good stuff to not share.
I've interviewed like six of you at this point, and it's always interesting. Natalia, good luck at Money in the Bank, July 18th on Peacock. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.